Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now it's 12 minutes to 5 o'clock. The new O'Devany Gardens development in Dublin 7, it's attracted criticism after it emerged that individuals could have to earn as much as 100,000 plus a year to buy what's being called an affordable home. Now Dublin City Council has selected Bartra Capital as the preferred bidder to build the 824 units. Now 50% would be private, 20% social housing and 30% affordable housing or so-called affordable housing. However, it'll cost at least €270,000 for a two-bed house, and a three-bed apartment would cost €420,000 under this affordable housing scheme. Joining me, a member of the Workers' Party, former councillor Eilish Ryan. Eilish Ryan, there's a long history to O'Devany Gardens, and we don't have time to go back through it today. But suffice it to say, there is now a plan, there is a preferred bidder, and a plan to build these 824 units with social and affordable housing involved. What are you concerned about?
I think the single biggest thing that we're concerned about is that this is the largest piece of land left in the inner city and it's being given away effectively, and that the 600 private homes that are going to be built in the site will have absolutely no social value in terms of tackling the housing crisis. If we don't use public land to build public housing, it is simply not possible to tackle the housing crisis. And the more public land that is sold off, the more difficult it becomes for this government and future governments to actually provide housing to people that they can afford.
In fairness, 600 private homes do help to tackle the housing crisis. There will be 600 more homes than we would have had if they were not built. And it'll provide a social mix, which is what you and other councillors have always wanted in mixed developments, surely.
Well, I mean, in terms of the supply question, certainly we need more supply. But throughout the Celtic Tiger, we saw a situation where greater supply always led to greater prices. The only way greater supply is going to tackle the housing crisis in Ireland at the moment is if the state starts building homes in order to be able to drive down the prices of private homes as well as public. And in terms of social mix, I think it's really important to bear in mind that there is absolutely nothing about council housing or public housing that prevents a social mix. In cities like Vienna, 60% of people rent from the council, and that means that they have secure permanent accommodation. That's the kind of model that can deliver
a
social
mix. Let's come back
the model that Dublin City Council have committed to. So Dublin City Council officials have said that they are now in favour of this model of housing, and yet they continue to do what they know is not the optimal thing and sell off land to a private developer.
But here we have a preferred bidder, a private developer with a commitment, 50% private, but another 50% divided between social and affordable housing. But I want to talk to you about the affordable housing within this development.
Yeah.
How do we, when the idea of affordable housing was first imagined, if you like, back in the early noughties, was it ever imagined that you'd have to have a salary of 100,000 plus to be in the affordable housing bracket?
I would imagine not. I mean, who knows, really? It's really not a very sensible scheme at all. To give people some perspective, 50% of households in Ireland survive on less than 30%, €30,000 a year. And so well less than what's often quoted as the average wage. And in order to buy even just a two-bedroom apartment, which really is not big enough to raise a family in, you'd need a household with an income of at least €70,000 to €80,000. That puts you up into the top 30% of income earners. So really, we've gotten to a stage where even those earning in the top 30%, 20% in terms of income require state subsidies in order to be able to afford to buy housing. And really, that's not a good use of public money. It's going to be 40% of the sale price. The market value is what Dublin City Council estimates they'll have to subsidise housing by in order to make it so-called affordable. And instead of using that money to build public housing that we, the people, will own, it's going to go straight into the pockets of a developer.
This year, the City Council, the newly elected council, said they would not sell public lands to private developers for housing, except in exceptional circumstances, this Dublin Agreement. Does this plan fit with the Dublin Agreement?
Absolutely not. I mean, the irony of all of this is that the parties which signed up to the Dublin Agreement all voted to privatise this land, to privatise land at Oscartrainer Road, to privatise land in St Michael's Estate and in Chicor. So effectively, they sat through one term of the council and voted to privatise land right across Dublin City. And then once they had taken those decisions, they signed an agreement which said they wouldn't sell off public land except in exceptional circumstances. And I have no doubt but they will justify voting through the sell-off of O'Devany Gardens, because they'll say, well, that's something that happened in the previous council term and we don't want to delay things. But I can tell you right now, if you go door to door anywhere around Dublin 7 and ask people, do you think it's worth delaying this by a couple of years if it means that we can actually house people who need housing instead of selling a whole load more housing to a residential landlord? Do you think it's worth a delay? They'll say yes.
They'll say yes, but how many years, and you know this area far better than I do, how many years has O'Devany Gardens been empty, falling into disrepair, subject to public-private projects that never happened? How long is this going on? Is it 20 years?
It's going on longer, and that is entirely the fault of the government and the council and the local councillors repeatedly relying on private developers who have let down the community over and over again. By contrast, in the last 2 to 3 years, you've seen 7,000 beds of student accommodation zoom up right across the inner city. There's no problem with doing things quickly if there's a will to do it.
Ailish Ryan, Workers' Party, thank you very much for joining us on that.